Isaiah chapter 43. Look at verse 7. Even every, what? Everyone, that includes me and you. Mm-hmm. Even everyone that is called by my name. How many is a Christian this morning? Yes. For I have created him, oh Lord, yes, for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. You may be seated. For I have created him for my glory, to get glory out of you. I have formed him. He's formed us. Yea, he has made us. Can I say this morning, oh, how much God has invested in you and I. Oh, how much he longs to hear from us. We are his vessel. We are his mouthpiece. We are his song. We are his instrument. So let us lift our hearts and to him with our hands and sing his praises. Give him the glory that he so much looks for. Hallelujah. Oh, God's created you for a purpose to get glory out of you. Amen. Stay with me for a little while. How many's going to stay with me just for a little while? I titled this morning, Brother George, God is looking for your praise and for your worship. Well, glory. God wants your praise. The best thing he ever gave you beside your spiritual heart is your mouth. And the Lord wants to hear your praises. He wants you to say, thank you, Lord. I thank you and I praise you.
Bless him, Lord.
Listen close. Prayer and praise is the church's secret weapon for obtaining victory over the enemy, over the devil. Prayer, you got to have praise with it.
Man.
Stay with me.
Man.
Assuming this morning that you do have a good prayer life, your praises are more important than you could ever, ever dream of in your Christian life. Your praises are more important than you really realize. The Bible said, draw nigh unto God, and he will draw nigh unto you. There's nothing like being in a service and lifting our antennas and lifting our hands without wrath and without doubting. When the vapors go up, the blessings come down. He shall come down like rain upon the mowing grass. The showers of blessings come down when the church praises the Lord. Yes, it does. Sometimes in our Christian life we feel like we've been mowed over, run over, and cut down. But I'm telling you, if there's a cry in your heart and you will lift your voice and say, Lord, I praise you, I love you, it'll come down like rain upon the mowing grass. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, yes, yes. Your prayer life is very important, and it is a must every day and every night.
Blessed be God.
Hallelujah.
The devil, your enemy, does not want you praying. And he'll do everything he can to tie up your time to keep you talking to the Lord, keep you from talking to him. He'll send phone calls. He'll send text. He'll send people. He'll send the thoughts into your mind, I need to do this. I need to do that. I've got to get this done. And before the day is finished, we haven't given God not even the least little bit of our time to call upon him. My Lord, raise your little hand. We must take time to talk to the Lord and to pray to him and to seek his face, to David of old said, when thou saidest unto me, seek my face, my heart said unto thee, O Lord, thy face will I seek. Hallelujah. The Bible said, seek his face and he strength. Hallelujah. How many knows he'll give us strength if we'll pray?
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
The devil don't want you praying. He don't want a dedicated prayer life out of you, my Lord. The things that he roadblocks and the hindrances that he'll send your way to keep you from spending time with God.
You're right.
Come on now, listen.
Bless him, Lord.
What? Listen. He don't want you praying, but what he really is afraid of the most is your praise and your worship. Listen to me close. What he fears the most is your praise and your worship. He's more afraid of your praise than anything else. The demon forces of hell fears and trembles when God's people begin to praise the Lord and begin to worship him. Listen, I don't need to be in the house of the Lord. I don't need to be in this church to praise him and to worship him. Mary can tell you, I go through the house, march up and down the hall of my house, and I'll lift up my hands and give the Lord a wave offering. I look out my back glass, my door out across the lawn and across the hillside, and I see the rays of the sun coming down. I see the rays. I see the early of the morning. The dew is heavy on my apple tree and the trees along my creek bank. And I see the rays that comes down, and those big drops of dew looks like diamonds are hanging all over the limbs. I'm telling you, you can see the presence of God and you can behold his glory. And it ain't hard to praise him when you know that he's been so good to you. My God made it all. I created you for my glory. And give me praise. Hallelujah. Raise your little hand and give him a wave offering.
Your blessing, glory to God. Thank you.
Woo! I see his beauty. I see his glory everywhere. Oh, I see God in a little baby smile. I hear his voice in the rippling waters of my creek behind my house. And God sends a little red cardinal out on the limb next to my house and raises the little beak and begins to sing and to praise. I tell you, the Lord feeds the robins and the little sparrows, and he takes care of them. Well, Lord, hallelujah. We're blessed. We're fed. We're clothed. Hallelujah. Oh, praise him. Praise him this morning.
Thank you,
blessed
Lord.
Praise
you,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Praise the Lord. I told you I won't get very far. I might make a part three out of this. Oh, I feel him. I feel him. I feel him. Oh, it means everything in this whole wide world, man, to praise him. You can feel him when you praise him. You can feel him when you praise him. Listen, what prayer alone cannot do, praise will finish the rest of it.
Yes,
I said praise. Praise will send the touch you need.
Yes.
I'll tell you why the devil hates you to praise God and worship him. He knows that when the church begins to praise, God shows up.
Man, that's right, bro.
For God inhabits the praises of his people. The devil knows that God will come down in power and might to save and to heal and to deliver. God moves for and he blesses the praisers and the worshipers. He won't hang around when a church in unison with one mouth, one heart, one mind, one accord begins to lift their voice and their hands and praise the Lord. He cannot stand it. He'll flee. I said he'll flee. He'll get away from the praisers.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Woo!
The sweet Holy Ghost is real. Jesus will reveal himself to the worshipers.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, mighty God.
Glory to God.
Devil's afraid of your praise. He's afraid of your worship. He won't hang around. Listen. How many wants God to open your eyes right now? Right now. Open my eyes, Lord, and give me wisdom. Give me knowledge. Let me give me a revelation, Lord, about this. Listen close. I'm here to help you. When the church of God's people come together in unity and begin to worship and praise God with one heart, with one mouth, it opens. It automatically, it opens the windows of heaven. It escorts and brings down the presence of God into the midst. It breaks spiritual shackles. It looses mental bonds. It lifts heavy burdens. It dissipates fear and oppression. Depression cannot stay. The spirits of darkness flee. The tormenting devils cannot stand it. He won't stay where the Spirit of the Lord is. For where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And there is power. And there is overcoming power through the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah, the blood of Jesus. And when we praise Him and worship Him, the power of God moves. Take this message with you this morning. Take it home and practice it. The devil will leave the premises.
Glory, glory, glory be to God. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you. Blessed be God. Glory, glory, glory be to God. Thank you.
Praise and worship brings the power and the glory of God. Oh my.
Praise God. Praise God. Have you
with me? We was in a 6 weeks revival in Ashland, Kentucky, 4th Street. A little wooden white, do you remember it? A little wooden white church that sat out in the field there where that Ashland Mall is now. There was nothing there but a house and one little white church house with a little steeple on it. Lord God Almighty. Oh Lord. I had been praying. And I tell you, sometimes God will create a hunger in you and a thirst in you that you'll be about willing to do anything to feel God. And what God was doing was a stirring my heart. I would take my Bible and I'd read it. And I'd fall on my knees and I'd say, God, I know that you got more than this. I know you got more for me than this. And I began to pray for lost souls, Brother Scotty. I began to pray for the sinner. And I would cry day and night. Listen, I worked midnight up there to the plant, Brother George. And while the men was eating, I'd go into the shower room and go back in where the all the lockers were, and I'd sit on the bench and I'd say, God, send a revival. Oh Lord, a sin revival. I begin to hunger and I begin to thirst and cry, lift my voice. But God said, sin revival, a sin revival. And while I was praying that, the Lord let me go through a driest time that I ever had. It felt like I was empty. The well had no water in it, but yet there was a cry from my innermost being. I mean, it gushed out of me, and I was just saying, I need you, Lord, I need you, and the sinner needs you. Lord God, would you send a revival? I send the Holy Ghost. I send the move of God. Raise your hand and praise Him. If we ever needed a move of God, it is now. We need revival.
Amen. Glory.
Praise the Lord. We need worship and praise and prayer restored back to the house of God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I don't remember if it was on a Saturday night. It seemed like it was on a Saturday night. But listen, prior to this, God was astirring other people. And we would come into that church house and through those wooden doors in 4th Street Church. And we'd come up. And Brother Jason, the altar was lined from one end of it to the other. I wasn't the only one hungry. I said I wasn't the only one thirsty. And honest to goodness, Sister Joe, I still remember it in my mind just as clear as a bell. I was right here along this line on the altar. Brother Marshall Atkins was down here, and they was different ones. I felt the Holy Ghost, and the people began to pray and open their heart. You could hear them a-weeping. You could hear them a-weeping. Brother Marshall, I felt the Holy Ghost from him. He was raising his hands like this and speaking in tongues and praising the Lord. My mommy-in-law, somewhere in this altar, she was a-crying, said, send us revival. Oh, Lord, send us revival. And I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost from one end of that altar to the other, when people came in one mind and one accord with a hunger and a thirst, God began to move, and the power of God started a movement in that church.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
I didn't bring it.
He
did. Because the people were hungry and they prayed.
Thank you, Jesus.
I think it was on a Saturday night. And I remember Brother Marshall Atkins come through the No, it wasn't. It was a Sunday morning. It was a Sunday morning, Brother Jason. Never felt any more emptier. Never felt any more dry. The Lord will bring you down. He has a way to empty you out of everything of your flesh and every carnal attitude and your faults and your failures. When you begin to pray, you'll see your need. You'll see just how much you need God. You'll see your unworthiness and you'll see how dry you are. But God was a doing a work. Before God can ever feel you, He has to empty you. Raise your little hand. I said, before He can ever sanctify you and fill you with the power of the Holy Ghost, He's got to get that old vessel empty. He's got to get the world out of it. He'll send His glory down into a vessel that's prepared. Praise Him, church. I said, He'll come down.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank
you. It was on that Sunday morning.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know I'd go this way, buddy. Mary, tell you, she knows what I'm going to do right now.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
I was empty, but I was hungry.
She's
right there. She saw it.
Oh, yeah.
I was so hungry.
Praise,
but I felt so empty.
God, praise God.
I felt so small.
Bless Him.
I felt so insignificant.
Bless Him.
I felt like I was more in need than anybody in that house.
Bless Him be the night.
But I'd been praying day and night, for a day and night. On my job, I would go outside. This revival broke open in October of 1985. Was it for 4 or 5? 1985, this revival broke. But out in the middle, hallelujah, the sky beside of that plant, I said, oh God, I want revival. Brother Jason, it was my cry going down the highway. I'd come home and I'd say, God, I want revival. Day and night I cry to see the glory of God, the Lord. And on that Sunday morning, the Lord said to me, so as they was beginning to sing up here, I don't even know what song they was singing. The Holy Ghost said to me, said, pick up your Bible and hold it up over your head and run the aisle. Run around circles in this church. And I began to run. I picked up my Bible and I ran. I don't know how many laps. I ran around the house of God. Hallelujah. And all of a sudden, Brother Jason, there was a hush.
hush that came over. You could hear a pin drop. There was a hush. I stood still, and the Holy Ghost came through Mary's mother. Say, yea, I have sent you a revival. And the Holy Ghost power, it came all over me, and it filled my heart. I felt the power and the anointing, and God filled the vessel.
Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah.
This is new, and it's strange to a lot of people nowadays, but it's what breaks revival.
Amen. Glory, glory, glory be to God.
I held a 6 weeks revival. It wasn't me. The others was praying. I didn't bring it in a suitcase. My wife will tell you, I fought the devil with everything that I had in my physical body.
Bless him, Lord.
They'd asked me to come up to preach, Brother George. My back was completely in knots. I suffered all night long working midnight. I'd come home and get only about 4 hours of sleep and roll out of bed and begin to pray for the service that night. I couldn't even straighten up. I'd give up the side of my bedside and I'd pray. I said, God, thank you for revival. Thank you for revival. When they asked me to come up, Brother Raymond Coral, pastor of the church at that time, he said, we're going to ask Brother Tommy to come on. And I remember when I got up and got my Bible like that, I was completely sideways. And I made my way up there into that pulpit and I'd open my Bible.
Bless him, Lord.
I opened my Bible, and by the time I said 2 or 3 sentences, I was straight as an arrow. The power of God came down. Do it again, Lord. Do it again, Lord. Do it again, Lord. I'm afraid people ain't hungry and they're not thirsty. Do it again, Lord. And create a hunger and create a thirst in your church.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, blessed God. Hallelujah.
Night after night. Come on, Brother Tommy. I told Mary, I said, I preached everything in the Bible. I didn't have a whole stack of notebooks.
Bless him, Lord.
And I tell Jesus, I said, Jesus, 6 weeks, every night, all the memory, all the memory. Brother Tommy, come on. Obey the Lord. And on the way up there to step up in the pulpit, I said, Jesus, I preached everything. And I don't know what to preach. And I just think of this. Sometimes before I'd open my Bible to find a load of scripture, there came the Holy Ghost. I said, there came the Holy Ghost. There came the power of God. And God filled my mouth as fast as I could open it. 22 people were saved in that revival.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I don't know who in this house this morning has ever seen this or not, but I saw the Shekinah glory of God twice in that revival, and I wasn't the only one that saw it. 30 minutes before the service would start, we'd line this altar, and we'd begin to pray, the tongues coming forth, and people falling, people crying. You could hear the moans. And I'd look down, open my eyes, and look down. The hands were straight up to heaven like this, and people were crying. Tears just rolling off of their face. God, save, save, Lord, save. Send this revival. I was up in this pulpit, not this one, but I was up in that pulpit. I will never forget this as the longest day I live. Never. I wasn't the only one being blessed and being filled. Right. We had a woman to come out of a wheelchair completely healed and made whole.
Right.
We had another one to come in on a walker. God touched her legs, healed her, and made her whole.
Right.
And they, each one of them began to praise God and walk around the church like this. Pushed the old walker and laid it aside and pushed the old wheelchair aside, and God did a work, did a work, did a work. They were singing. I don't remember the song twice. I was in this pulpit clapping my hands and singing with them. And honest, it was like a warm blanket that came around you. You could not describe the feeling of it, but it was like a warm, radiant light that kept getting brighter and brighter. I looked under the lights of that church and looked, and there was a fog. It was clear, but there was a fog that you could see through all through the congregation. The best way I could describe it to you is like if you get in a pool of water, clear water, and submerge yourself, and somebody would shine a light down on the top of that water, and the rays would come down, and you could see the rays of the light, the bright light coming through that clear water. That's how I could describe it to you. The power of God was manifested. A man and a woman that was traveling through there, Brother Donnie Puckett, and I don't remember his wife, they were passing through that way, coming up over the hill from where Walmart is on top of the Ashland Hill. They was coming down that hill, coming toward the city of Ashland, and they looked over there in that field, and the wife said, "Look, honey." I said, "Look, Donnie." Said, "It looks like the roof on that house is on fire. It looks like fire on top of that church house."
It be the name of the Lord. Glory.
Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Send it again. Send it again. Send the Holy Ghost. Send the glory. Do it again, Jesus.
It be gone. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Oh. And I've been telling you, people was slain in the spirit, laying all over the floor. My mommy-in-law get that oil, and she said, "I feel the Holy Ghost." And the Holy Ghost would come on her, and she would begin to pinpoint people's needs. She said, "There's somebody here that's got a splitting headache, and if you come right now, God will heal you." And I bet you never missed it one time. I said, "You never missed it one time." I remember one particular time, she said, "Somebody's come into this service and said, you're in so much pain." Said, "You got a pain." And she said, "What side it was in." And every time they would march up, my mommy-in-law would get that oil, that bottle of oil, and anoint them, and the power of God would slay them, and the headaches would lift, and the pain would quit, and God would bring healing. 22 people saved and people healed. I too got the Holy Ghost. Raise your hand and praise Him.
Praise
you,
praise
God. Thank you,
Jesus.
Tim Hampton's son,
Nathan,
got healed of leukemia.
Tim Hampton, Sister Christina Hampton, her brother, had leukemia of the blood.
Nobody knew it.
Nobody knew it. And that church service that night, what was it, Tim came to visit? Came to visit.
Brought Nathan.
Brought Nathan.
Nobody knew it.
Mommy, her mommy did not know how to put it into words. She said the Holy Ghost spoke to me, and she didn't know what the title was to that leukemia. She said that it what? It's a cancer of the blood.
Bacteria in his blood. Tim Hampton brought him up there and stood him on the altar. He was little. And said, "I don't know what it is." Said, "But it's some kind of bacteria in the blood." Well, Teresa, right before that service, had just called him. Nobody knew it yet. And told him that's exact words that the doctor had just told her is what was wrong with her. Exact words. And then later found out that it was leukemia. That's what they meant. And when Tim brought him and stood him on the altar, Mom said, "I don't know what this means," and started telling him exactly the same words the doctor said. Pray for him. God healed him right there.
Right there.
I've seen a lot. I want to see it again. I'm begging God. I want to see it again. I know what it's like. I've been there. I've witnessed it. I've been in it. I've had it. I want it back.
Jesus.
I'm hungry.
Praise be to God. Hallelujah.
He's right here. He has sent this
glory,
message to you.
Glory to the name of the Lord.
Get back to praying.
Thank you, Jesus.
And really, really pray. Lord. And if you don't have a hunger, tell God to create a hunger down inside of you.
God.
And mean it.
Praise
mean it. Mean
God.
It. And pick up your Bible, love it, call it precious, and hold it dear to you, and read it and say, God, soak me with it. Soak me with it. Speak to me through your word, God. And then begin to praise and begin to worship Him. Come to the house of God hungry and wanting to worship Him and reach to Him, reach to Him.
Thank you, Lord.
Brother George, I could tell you a whole bunch. I don't know how far to go with this thing. But I watched my mommy-in-law listen to this. It wasn't the natural oil, Brother Jason. Several times in her ministry, she had a healing ministry. And she would say, look at this. She put her hands and stretch her hands, so palm of her hands up like right there, and beads of oil would begin to form in the palms of her hands. Oil. God gave her the gift of healing.
When that would happen, she said, come up here right now.
Yeah.
God's wanting to heal some people. And y'all
would. She would say, right now, while the Spirit of God's moving, right now. And she'd show the hands like this right here, oil all over it. It was Holy Ghost oil, supernatural oil. And honest, I've had her to lay her hands on me. You can't stand. You cannot stand. The power of God would slay you right in the middle of the floor.
The name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Holy, holy, Lord.
Glory be to God.
The devil don't want you praying.
No. That's right.
The devil try to tie up your time.
Man.
The devil try to steal and rob you of your praise and your worship. I got to cut it off. I'm going to have to cut it off. My Lord, stand with me. Stand with me. If I go on, I'll ruin this. Do it again, Jesus. Day and night I prayed. I prayed going up 64, back down 64. I'd steer the car, Brother Chuck, with the left hand and raise my right one. I wasn't ashamed. It didn't matter who saw me. I was hungry. I said I was thirsty for a move of God. Let's pray. Right now, be honest with God. I'm not where I want to be, and I'm not where I should be. I want more of you, Lord. Feel the vessel and send revival. Come on, tell it right now. Tell it right now. Say, I want to see mighty and glorious things, God. I want to see the power and the glory of God. Let's pray, pray, pray. Ask God. I want to see some things. I want to see some things, Lord. I know it's real. It was real back in the early 1900s, all the way up. Praise God forever. Tell him I'm hungry. Feel the vessel. Feel the well. Feel the well again, God. I'm thirsty.
We used to go to church and feel the Spirit of the Lord. Our needs were met when on His name we called.
Yes!
In His house we worship Him with mighty and mighty power. Oh, how the blessings they will grow.
Hallelujah!
How it seems so hard in times to keep this old world off your mind. Even when our ears seem so tall.
Yes.
Then some brethren testify, it may country boy to shout. But how we been with Jesus all day long. And the singing of the choir, sing worship in the fire. And you can feel the spirit all to roll. There's strength in all your blood. When it comes to church so tired, and it was a hard to praise him.
After all, it's not so hard to praise him. To think of all he's done. He is Lord of all mankind. Where he's brought me from.
And think of all his sufferings.
So small,
it's not
so hard to praise him.
Oh, it's not so hard to
praise him when I think of all he's done.
He's
not for all mankind and where he brought me from.
When you think of all his suffering, my troubles,
when Lord, reaching out a hand to him, here I am, Lord, feel the vessel of glory.
We used to go to church and feel the spirit of the Lord.
Jesus.
Our needs were met on his name we call. In his help we worship in one mind, one accord.
Yes.
Oh, how the blessings they would fall. How it seems a hard time to beat this old world with all the mind. Even land on hills seems so tall.
Oh, Jesus, Jesus.
But then my mind goes back to Calvary, where the Savior got me.
Not so hard to praise him.
After all, it's not so hard to praise him.
When I think of all he's done, and he is like all mankind. Where he brought me from.
Thank you, Jesus.
When I think of all his sufferings,
my
troubles seem so small.
It's
not so hard to praise him. After all,
it's not so hard to
hallelujah. Jesus said the Father seeketh such to worship him in the spirit and in the truth.
My troubles
seem so small, not too hard to praise him.
After all, well, we all enjoyed the blessings as the Lord would pour them out. But songs of praise that seem to be so strong.
Jesus.
It's a brother would testify and make you want to shout.
Jesus.
Of how he been with Jesus all day long. And the singing of the choir.
Yes, Lord.
Sing to usher in the
that's
fire.
That's it. Tell him, tell him.
Why you can feel the spirit on the wall. There's strength in all your choir. When the country church so tired, it wasn't hard to
praise him.
After all, it's
not so hard to praise him. When I think of all he's done, how he gave his life for all mankind, and where he brought me from. Think of all his sufferings, my troubles seem so small.
It's
not so hard to praise him. After all,
oh, Jesus, glory to God. Praise the Lord. Praise him, church. Hallelujah.
Troubles
seem so small. It's not so hard to praise him. After all,
it's
not so hard to praise him. When I think of all he's done,
how he gave his life for all mankind,
and where he brought me from.
When I think of all his
sufferings, troubles seem so small. It's not so hard to praise him. After all,
will we all enjoy the blessings as the Lord would pour them out? The songs of praises seem to be so strong. This our brother would testify, he make you want to shout.
Yes.
Of how we've been with Jesus all day long. In the singing of the choir, sing to us you in the fire. Why you should feel the spirit would fall.
Yes,
it wasn't hard to praise him.
After all, so hard to praise him. When I
Not so hard to praise him.